Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. The rain may be over for now, but we can expect some clouds and wind today. The next chance of rain in the forecast is for Tuesday. Don has the latest weather for you right after the news. There was another rock slide in western North Carolina yesterday, but it was a lot smaller than the one recently that happened on Interstate 40. This time it's on a rural road in Madison County on Spillcorn Road. The slide happened late yesterday morning as the rains came through from the remnants of Tropical Storm Ida. Here in Transylvania County, we mostly had some closed roads. Teachers and parents alike are wondering if the swine flu season is tapering off or if it's just a break in the number of cases this week. Henderson County School Superintendent Dr. Stephen Page says the number of regular absences was very close to normal for a change in Henderson County this week. And in Transylvania County, Superintendent of Schools Dr. Jeff McDerris says the number of absences here is also very close to normal for now. Health officials remind us that the seasonal flu part of the year has just started. Brevard City Council will hold their regular meeting on Monday. That meeting will start at 7 p.m. in the City Council chambers. Items on the agenda include recognition of the City Fire Department for achieving standards and certification for heavy rescue, as set by the State Association of Rescue and Emergency Medical Service. The Council will also hear a request from the Heart of Brevard for their support of a grant application to the State Energy Office's Main Street Energy Grant Program. And City Manager Joe Moore plans to update the Council on the current search for a new Chief of Police. Transylvania County Health Department will hold a seasonal flu shot clinic this afternoon. That clinic will be at the First Baptist Church on Gaston Street between 1 and 6 p.m. this afternoon. The cost is $35 unless you have Medicare or Medicaid. The swine flu or H1N1 flu shot clinic will be held tomorrow afternoon at the same church. Those shots are free to the public, but priority will be given to pregnant women, caregivers, and people living with infants under age 6 months, and other such groups who are more susceptible to the swine flu. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Luke.